Now that we got that out of the way. Okay, we'll continue the Rambam. We're in the 17th chapter of Maaseh Karbonos Halacha Yud. Okay, what if Nodar Isarno Mechso? A guy vows to give an Isaron, a flower, and a half. 1.5 Isaronos. V'omer, and he said, Ilu Hayisi Yodea. If I would have known that you can't give a half, Hayisi Nodar Kederech HaMizbadvin, I would be giving the way a proper netter would have been given. Now, the question is, so what did that mean? What's the proper way of giving? Now, you can't give a half, but what could you give? A whole. Now, what could he have vowed? He could have vowed to give one. He could have vowed to give two. He could have vowed to give five. How much does he have to give? He said he wanted to give 1.5. So what should he give to fulfill his vow? He's saying, had I known. Now, if he doesn't say, had I known, the whole vow is buttled because you can't give 1.5. But he said, oh, had I known, I would have wanted done it the right way. Oh, that means you want to do it the right way. So what would be the right way? What would we take from the fellow? Rambam says, Hareza Mevishnaim. He has to give two. He has to give two. Why? Because he already was willing to give 1.5. See, you can't go down to one. You can't go down to one. Then you're giving less than what you originally thought to give. So you have to give two. What about Amar Hare Olai Kemach? I'm going to give Kemach. Kemach is coarse flour as opposed to soles, which is fine flour. And all minchas have to be given with fine flour and not coarse flour. So that's a no-no. Oh, Hare Olai Chetzis. Or I'm going to give a half an Isaron. You're not even in the ball game. V'lo Hisker Shame Mincha. He didn't mention anything about a mincha. He just says, I'm going to give coarse flour, period, as a gift. Well, there's no such thing as a coarse flour gift. There's nothing to use it. A half an isaron of flour, even fine flour, it's nothing. He didn't say anything about a mincha. Zareza Potter, he's excused from anything. It's Kemishal another me olam. It's like the guy never gave anything because there's nothing right about it.
And if he said he's going to give half of the fine flour, which they do use, can't it just be like the frankincense that there has to be
a minimum amount. We don't give halves. Okay. You don't cheap out when you give to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Especially a half.
No, I'm just saying if it's not being used as a mincha,
doesn't matter.
To go into the resources of the. It
doesn't matter. That's too small of a gift. Vechena Omar, what if the guy says, Hare Alai Toda? I'm going to give a Toda offering, but below lechem, but without the breads that come with it. There's 40 breads that come with it. I'm getting a Toda without the breads. Or Vezevach, I'm going to bring a Korban below Nesachim without the libations. Hare Zapater, that's nothing too. There's no such thing as a mincha without a Toda without breads. No such thing as a korban without libations.
Of course, if you said afterwards, if I'd known, I had to bring the bread.
That's the next line. The imamar ilua yusiyodeya, if I would have known. Shema krivim kach, if I knew that it wasn't allowed. Ho yisinoder kederech anor, I would have given the way you're supposed to give. Then what happens? Then he has to bring the breads, and then he has to bring the libations. Yep, Yudalf. Omer Harai Ole Lachme Toda. The guy says, I'm going to bring the breads of a Toda, period. What's he missing?
The sacrifice.
The animal. So guess what? Yavi Toda Velachma. Now there's no question. He has to bring the korban and the breads. Why? Should Yavi do it? Because everybody knows, Shem Akrivim Lechem below Toda. There's no such thing as a Toda with bread without the korban. The sofa korban hiskir, and it's like he's throwing the korban within that as well. There's no such thing as breads as that, and everyone knows that a Toda has a korban, so that's like he said a korban with breads. What about this? Let's say somebody else is bringing a Toda, he's bringing the animal, but he hasn't yet brought the breads, and the fellow says, "I'm going to be a good Samaritan. Amar harei olai lechem liftor todas shalponi. I will give the 40 breads that will accompany the other guy's animal offering." I'll kick in the breads for his Toda. He can. Yavi lechem Toda. He can bring the breads of the Toda. Im Toda's chaver with his friend's Toda. And that's because he could be a shaliach to take care of part of his out. He's not a partner in it. See, partnership's a different story. But he's not a partner. I'm just fulfilling his obligation. And I'm giving it for him. And that is allowed. Okay, now we get to the minimum amounts of gifts of wine and oil, even though we've kind of spoken around it, now we're going to speak to it. Misnadev onoder odam yayin bifnei aso. Guy says, I just want to give wine to the Beis HaMikdash. So now we got to figure, well, what amounts, obviously, when was wine used in libations? And what was the minimum amounts? So what? If that's all he says, I'm going to give, what does he have to do to fulfill his promise now? He didn't give any amount. But what's going to be the minimum amount he has to give so that his vow will be kept? Because he has to, he's made a vow that he's giving wine. So he has to give that which the Beis HaMikdash would accept. So what's the minimum amount he has to give so what that which they would accept? So what happens? He can't give log of yain, one log. Velo shnele, he can't give two logim. Why? She'ein b'nesachim, because nesachim, libations, the smallest libation is lo log velo shnaim. It's not one and it's not two. The lowest you'll see is three. We know for libations, if it's a sheep, you have to bring a libation of three log of wine. If it's a ram, you have to give a libation of four log of wine. If it's an ox, you have to give a libation of six log of wine. So the minimum amount that you can give is three log of wine. One and two is nothing. If you say, I'm giving wine. Now you're giving wine as what? Well, the way wine is given. There's no one ever brought wine less than three log. So you can't go bring less than three log. But okay, so fine. So I've got to give three. I give three, I give four. What if I want to give five? Ve'ein misnada chamisha. You can't give five because there's no libation of five. She'ein chameshas logim rugim lo l'nischa behema achas lo l'nischa shebes. Because it doesn't work for one animal or a combination of animals. Five's not a good number. One and two is too low. Five doesn't go for anything. Five is what? Three and what? Two? Two doesn't count. You got to give what now? Now, but avol, what could you give? What are the good numbers? Misnav, you can give shlosh. You can give three, because three goes with a sheep libation. Varba, four goes with a ram libation. Vishisha, and six, which goes with an ox libation. Umishishma, you can go higher than six. As much as you want, it's not a problem. We'll explain in a minute why. Veshen ruin lishkabes, because it could be for multiple nesachim, as he gives you an example in Yud Gimel. Kate said, let's have an example. Notar Shiva, let's say I'm going to give seven. Or he gives seven. Well, that's good, because three, it's one libation for a sheep of three, and one for a ram of four. And three and four are seven. He can give seven. Hareza kiniske kevis vile. That goes for a sheep and a ram. Notar Shmona, he says eight. No problem. Harelu kiniske shneim, it's two rams. Two times four. Tisha, nine. That's kiniske short, that goes for an ox, which is six, vikevas, which is three, or kiniske shoshatum, or three sheep. Three times three is nine. Notar asar, once you have ten, harela kiniske shorvail, it's an ox, which is six, and aisle is four. Oshne kvasim, va'ayil, or it could be two kvasim, that's three and three, and an aisle, which is four. You can always go. Once you're past six, you can be giving for multiple amounts, and the numbers work. How could it not?
14
you'll have you have 5 and 5 and 4. Two fives and a 4.
No, you can't have 5.
You can't have 5.
I'm sorry. No. 14 is two threes and two fours.
Yeah, you can always make it up. Once you get that high, you can combine them.
15 is 5 threes. 16 is 4 fours. Okay.
This
doesn't
sound like it'll always work.
It will.
Write a computer program to figure it out.
17 or some odd number like that. But
no,
I guess
they'll
thinking like prime numbers or something like that. I don't know.
That's why I said 17.
17 is 6443.
Right. I guess once you have 3, 4, and 5. You
that's it. 3, 4, and 6.
3, 4, and 6.
It always works. Need, yeah. That's a great math problem.
I never would have thought.
That's a Torah math problem.
It always works.
Well, if the Rambam says it does, it must.
How do we get 17?
3, 4, 4, 6. Right. Once you get past the first few, it's got to work because they're just adding on more to it. You know, it always works. The numbers always work.
So
okay.
Those numbers can add up to any number over six.
Yeah.
You'll be able to use those three numbers.
That's a good math trick question.
A good math trick. Is that a great math
I never
trick?
Would have thought.
Right, three, four, six.
That's intuitive, but I guess it's a three.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Okay, you doubt. Now, now this was all, the guy says, I want to give wine. So now you want to fulfill your vow. These are the numbers you can give.
Right.
Now we're going to go to different. What if he stated a number? I'm going to give 5 for wine. Now what do we do with this guy? You doubt. Nor chamisha logim. He said, I'm going to give 5 log. Say, sorry, buddy, can't do that. But you did say you were going to give. So we want you to give. Now, what are the options? Well, you already said 5. We're not going to want 3 or 4.
Right.
So we're going to say, Omer and Lo, Hashleim Shisha, add another one, friend, and make it 6. Shrei Kovlin Lekorban, because you already said it's going to be, because we establish it by what korbanos work. When you're giving a vow, we assume you're going to give it as a vow, as it can be used for that. Because there's many public offerings that need wine, but they only go with that measure of that libation necessary. Aval another logosh, what if you said, I'm just giving 1 or 2? Putter, you're out of the game. Shrei Einan Ruim Klal, they're not fit at all. Lo Hein, Lo Mesos, not them, are part of them. Vein Nismadrim, Velo Nodrim, Pachos, Milok Shemin. How about oil now? You just say, I'm giving oil. What's the lowest? Oil is 1 log of Shemin. She'ein lacha mincha p'chusa me'yisorin. There's no mincha that takes less than an yisorin of oil. V'itzricha log echad shemen, and it needs 1 yisorin of flour. And for every yisorin, you need
one.
A log. So it's 1 to 1. So the lowest is oil, is 1 log, and that's what you have to give. Okay, well, we've done flour, we've done oil. What's left? Wine. Tezvav. Here's a really interesting one. Ha'omer hare olai yain. The guy says, I'm going to give wine. He doesn't specify how much. Now, what's the lowest wine libation? Lo yivchas mishlosh shalogin. You can't give less than 3.
We just said 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, look, once. Yeah, that's true. He's just repeating himself here. All right? Not a chiddush. Okay, I'm sorry. This is just repetition. It's the next one is the chiddush. I'm sorry. Harei olai shemin just says oil. It doesn't say much. Leichul, not less than a log. Okay, now is the really crazy one. Perish nidro. He said how much he was going to give. And what X amount of wine. V'shachach kama log nader mina yain or mina shemin. He doesn't remember how much lugim of yain or oil does he give. So now we got to assume, just like we said yesterday, if the guy didn't know, and it can go up to 60 isronos.
Through all the possibilities.
It can go up to 60. He had to cover all the possibilities to the maximum. Well, there are some people who like to be, for example, the, what do you call it, like in the schools, like you're giving money to support the school for the whole day, you know.
Sponsor?
Sponsor for the day, you know.
Yeah.
So what if a guy wants to be a prince, you know? He says, you know, a guy can say, I'm going to sponsor all the korbanos. For the day. All the lugim of shemen and oil that you need on the day, but it can't just be any day. It would have to be a day where the maximum could ever be given out. See, if he didn't say any, he just said, I'm giving wine, okay, then we can just give him for the least. But he knows he picked a number. He just can't remember the number.
It's almost when you, like,
so now he has to give what will cover any possible base. So looky here what you're going to get stuck with. So I wouldn't advise you forgetting this one here. So what does he do? So Perish Nidro, he specified how much he wanted to give. But for Shachar, he forgot. Kama log nadar mina yain o mina shem. He forgot how many lugim of wine or oil he said he was going to give. Yavi arboim umei alog. He has to give 140 log of each.
Wow. That's a lot.
Why? She'ein lecha yom sheba krivim bo atzibur karbonis merubus yosher. Because there's one day that's not more. The top number of any one day is miyom tov rishon shelchag, the first day of Sukkot, shecholias v'shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. First day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos will come out from all the karbanos. You'll have to give 140 log of wine and 140 log of oil. Because v'hoyu ha'nesachim bo, the nesachim on that first day of Sukkot, which is on Shabbos, is May of Arboim Log Shemen, 140 Log of Shemen, and Kamos Yam Simon with wine, Kamos Berech Simon, as we'll learn in Hilchos Sminim and Safrim. If you're curious what it is, I can quickly go through it, because, first of all, You know, on Sukkot, you bring 13 bulls for the Musaf on that day. And every bull has a half a hin, which is 6 log. So that's already 13 times 6. It's already at 78 for starters. Okay? Then, Vishisha Login Yayin, and 6 log of wine. Okay, Haina Shisha Login Shemen, Vishisha Login, all right. 6 times 6, so 78, right? 78 of wine, 78 of oil. It's 13 times 6, right? Now, that's 78. And why? Then, you bring 2 rams are brought on the first day of Sukkot, and each one has 4 logim, so that's 8 for the 2 rams. So you're up to 86. Okay, then you bring 14 sheep. And 14 sheep, each sheep is 3 log is 42. So you're up to 128. Okay, then you bring 2, the Korban Tummies. What about the Korban Tummies? A sheep, that's a sheep of the 6 morning, 1 at night. So that's 6 lugim, you're up to 134. And then you have to bring 2 kvasim for the Musaf for Shabbos, which is another 6, which comes out to 140. So therefore, if you don't remember the number, the maximum amount of wine and oil libations could ever be given on any one day of the public korbanos is 140, and that's what he would get stuck having to give.
Because he forgot what day he promised also then?
No, it's not the day. It's like there are people who will give. There are numbers that people will give. Guy will give 3. He'll give 4. He'll give 6. I'll give 12 because I want to give for 2. I want to give this. I want to give this. I want to give, let's say, for a regular Shabbos. There's multiple numbers. So there's a whole bunch of numbers. And a rich guy will say, you know, I'm going to give what's maximum can be given today. I'm pledging for today, and they'll use it on Sukkot. He's not pledging for Sukkot. He's like, so that's like Chai. Chai is a great number. 2 times Chai, 3 times Chai. So the basements had different lucky numbers. Right. You know, who wants to give for a regular day? How many kabbalas? Who wants to give for maximum? Biggest jackpot, 140. That's the most sweet. Put me down to 140. Now, he didn't remember what he put himself down for. So that's what he asked
for. So it doesn't
do.
Matter if okay, Shabbos, finish the prayer. Sukkot is like not for 5 years from now or something. It just doesn't come out. He couldn't have possibly meant that because it's...
No, he could, because they know. They know what are the givings that are done and what people give for.
So. But wouldn't you want to be giving it when it can be used?
Lav dafka. And even, it doesn't have to be for Sukkot. He just wants to give that number.
And then
it doesn't have to be, used for Sukkot. It can be used for any time they want to use it.
Because they don't all have to be used in one day.
No, he wasn't saying, I'm giving it for to be for Sukkot. It was just a generous
the platinum
number.
Level and the...
Yeah,
and the
that's right.
And the
exactly.